Should I play a theme song? What about this? Oh, that sounds pretty funky. How's that to you, special guest?
Sounds great. Sounds funkier than Dracula's old socks.
Oh, that's pretty funky. That's pretty funky indeed.
Yeah.
So, this is our first attempt at what we're calling Casual Fridays, the Work It After show. Our attempt to squeeze some money out of you, our six listeners, by making this paywalled. Gimme that money.
Cool, this is paywalled?
Yeah. You're gonna make
That's
so much dosif.
Yeah.
Go on, special guest.
I'd like to be called dosif forever, but you can just call me Kai.
Sure. I will call you Kai. This is Sam from Work It, as you know, because we only have five listeners, and you wouldn't be hearing this if you didn't know.
You lost a listener.
I know. Well, they passed away in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I know.
Shit. That's spooky.
It is spooky. Spookymag.com, home of all things spooky, dying listeners in particular. Today, on Casual Fridays, we'll be playing some music in a minute. Talking Halloween. I'm sorry I don't have a cam going because I have a very nice clown costume.
Maybe I'll just do a clown voice.
That's
pretty good clown. Yeah, I like that clown voice.
Okay. You should try.
Hello, kitties!
Ooh, so spooky.
That was my Cryptkeeper impression.
Yeah, here's another tale from my
male reproductive organ.
I like, you know, he seems, I don't know what the deal with that guy is. He seems, I don't know, like a monster or something, but, you know, he's funny. He calls people boils and ghouls instead of, boys and girls. I like that.
Yeah, it's...
Because he's fundamentally, I guess, a ghoul of some sort.
Right.
So does that mean is that who he's talking about when he says boils and ghouls?
How do you mean, like his peers?
Yeah, his peers. Or is he trying to be funny, like, you know, changing boys and girls to boils and ghouls? Or is he actually speaking of boils and ghouls? In which case, what's a boil?
Well, a male ghoul, I suppose.
I'm learning a lot.
Today on Office Hours, I think we're expecting a call from co-star of Work It, Janet Mowat, shortly. And we're going to be talking Monster Countdown. What this really is a tech test to do this moronic call-in show by somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. But ostensibly, we're doing a Monster Countdown.
Tech test.
Tekken.
Tekken
test.
Oh, Tekken. I remember that game.
Yeah. Who was your main?
I don't know. I didn't play it as much as you did, I don't think. I just remember it. I liked Eddie.
Right.
You know, I liked his moves. I liked Yoshimitsu. And the Bruce Lee guy. The Bruce Lee analog. Law. Yeah, he was pretty good. He's Tim.
Oh, here comes a call. He was breaking the law by stealing his likeness.
Oh, there you go.
Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello?
Caller, can you hear our caller?
Yes.
Caller, can you hear our guest?
Uh-oh.
Maybe not. Caller?
Oh, no.
Can you hear me?
You can't afford
I can
to
hear you. Can you
listener.
Hear me?
I couldn't for a while there, but now I can.
Yeah?
And can you hear me?
Can you hear Kai?
Hello, Kai.
Nice to meet you.
This is Janet, by the way.
Hi, Janet.
I teed you up.
Did you?
Yeah.
I, of course, knew that because, obviously, I was listening avidly.
Janet, have you subscribed to your own show at spookymag.com/subscribe?
Naturally,
really
I'm a big
should.
Fan of our work.
How's... Right, let's not beat around the bush. How's the audio, by the way?
Like, for me to hear you is pretty good. It's, like, a little bit choppy.
Okay.
It's like, you know when you're on speakerphone and sometimes there are, like, multiple noises, so one voice will kind of cut out a little bit?
Right.
Yeah, yes. It's like that effect.
And what about these? It's very scary organ music in the background. Not intrusive?
I cannot hear any organ music.
Okay.
Oh, well, I didn't know you were playing organ music either.
Okay. It's just super quiet, I guess. What about now?
Oh, spooky music.
I'll find the right mix.
I'm scared.
Okay. Well, this has been fun. I'm sure this is entertaining to all the listeners.
Both listeners. I'm sorry to tell you, you've lost more listeners.
Janet, during our opening segment, several of our six listeners have passed away.
Yeah.
By their own hand, I assume.
By act of God.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
So what's going on? What are you guys talking about?
Janet.
Sam.
Can you tell us who is your top monster? We're starting the countdown. We're starting the countdown strong. Give us a strong entry into the monster countdown.
I had a hard time narrowing it down for my top two.
Okay.
Can I give you two?
Please.
Does that mess things up?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. But
okay.
We'll sort of figure out as a group which one of them outranks the other, and that will get the ball rolling, as it were.
Okay, that's
interesting.
Fair. So what I asked myself in the 30 seconds that I spent thinking about this was, what kind of monster do I want in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And the first one that came to mind was a vampire.
Vampire.
For Starts. Obvious sexy reasons.
Right.
Just for sexy reasons, yeah.
Just for the sexy reasons. I figure, I'm anemic, so they probably wouldn't want to drain my blood, and my eye teeth, like my canines, are still my baby teeth, so I wouldn't be any good as a vampire. They wouldn't turn me. So it's really not a threat.
Interesting. That's
so good for anemics and good for people with baby teeth are in the pro column.
My less horny answer is the Akaname.
What's that?
Which is, it's a Japanese sort of like goblin-y monster that licks up the filth from your bathroom floor.
That's pretty cool and handy.
Isn't that wonderful? It's so handy, yeah. It would be so happy living in my home.
Right. You make a lot of filth in your back bathroom.
I absolutely do. It's disgusting. We would have like a really happy symbiotic relationship, I think.
How do you spell Akaname? What the what?
AKA, like also known as.
Sure.
Name, like NAME.
Also known as name.
Also known as name, exactly.
Okay. So, vampire or the Akaname Japanese goblin that licks up the filth in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Personally, I think vampire outranks bathroom filth licker. Janet's made her case. Kai, what do you think?
You mean between the two, the vampire or the...
Right now, we've got Ukamaki? The top two monsters. Ukamaki. Vampire and Akaname need to go one and two in some order.
Okay. I guess, I don't know. Maybe I would say vampire would be one, just because the other guy... Like, when you say monsters, too, are we talking about monsters who want to hurt you?
I think...
Or just,
it's the best
monsters. Unattractive people.
It's the best monsters. I think Janet answered wrong, frankly. I think she doesn't know what best means.
I think you need to establish some good criteria.
No, it's whatever I feel
mine
like.
Mine are pretty sick by my own metrics.
Whatever I feel like is the criteria. Okay, here. I was thinking about Dracula, and here's what I've got. Number one in the cons column, garlic. That's a really stupid weakness.
Yeah. But it's so stupid that, you know, it's like... It doesn't even count, you know?
Oh, sure. It's like niche.
Yeah, it's like if the only thing that could hurt me was garlic, that wouldn't bother me. I'd be like, okay, great.
Right. It's like an
I'll
allergy.
Just go, you know.
It's
an allergy.
Like
exactly.
Being gluten free or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So it's being gluten free when a world of Van Helsings is trying to foist gluten onto you.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm downgrading that. It's not such. It went from like an A minus con to like a D con. It's not very major.
Okay.
What I did have in the pro column for vampires is, couldn't they just wear like a protective vest? Like,
yeah,
a vampire
definitely. With
like a good vest is pretty unkillable.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Both sides of the vest. Just, you know, just right. The one side needs to be pretty good.
And it can be
you
just...
You could even wear half a vest.
Yeah, like a sports bra. A stake-proof sports bra.
Yes.
I think you need like some side and armpit shielding as well. But like, agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody want to make the case for Akonami outranking vampires who are established badasses with only a minor allergy? They clean up your bathroom, obviously.
Yeah, bathroom,
I mean, yeah, I would rather have an Akonami in my bathroom than a vampire.
Yeah, me too.
Akonami in the bathroom, vampire in the bedroom?
Exactly.
Swoon.
Mm-hmm.
What about mummies? Is mummies on... Am I jumping ahead here? Does anyone have mummy on their list?
You may be Janet, give your thoughts on mummies, and then you can go back to your lunch break, because you've got better things to do than stream nonsense to Twitch.
Right, yeah, I do have to go, but do you think mummies are very smelly?
That's a million-dollar question.
Probably. Yeah, that's a good question. Probably?
Are they smelly? We'll see if we get literally any
other
calls.
I'd say that's a major con.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking about mummies. In my pros column, I had nothing. Is there anything good about a mummy? They're cool.
You can get away from them quickly, I guess.
Well, that's good for us. Not very good for the mummy.
Not good for them, no.
No. They ain't
decorative.
Jack S.
They seem super chill.
Okay. Chill.
I think that's a plus.
Right. They might be the coolest of the monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fairly badass.
They degaff.
What's the, oh, DG, okay, degaff.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks. Yeah, they don't give a fudge. What about Fudge from the Judy Blume books? Is he a monster?
I wonder if that was her way of slipping through a dirty word, if his name was actually something much worse.
Oh, maybe. That book should be called Fuckamania.
Okay, I'm going to put Fudge in under consideration. Currently, Fudge, a.k.a. Dirty Word, is the number three behind Vampire and Akonami. Just because he has
and
a funny
name.
And
Mummy's like a distant fourth.
And Mummy's.
I was going to be like, what? Fudge beat Mummy? Okay, that's fine. Okay. We're working this out. That's cool.
Right, yeah. The bathroom is more practical than the mummies.
Yeah.
I think.
I liked...
I feel like there's a toilet paper joke in there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess mummies are probably going to
come in handy.
Too.
So maybe the mummy works for the Akonami, like they're subordinate.
Oh.
They come as an intern. That's very interesting.
It would be very uncomfortable trying to, like, take a dump with that crowd in your bathroom every day.
Yeah. How big are the Akonamis or
I think they're the size of like children.
Okay.
They're like children with sort of claw hands. I'm not 100% clear on them.
Okay. So yeah, it would get crowded depending on how big your bathroom is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the mummy has to go stand in the shower.
You go stand in the shower, mummy.
Okay.
Then it gets all wet, and you gotta dry the mummy out.
No.
Ooh, you know what probably smells
that would
worse?
Stink.
Worse? Yeah, is wet mummy.
No,
ugh,
it smells
gross.
So bad. Okay, so mummies can't get wet, smell too bad, is what I'm jotting down in my notes.
What about gremlins? You can't all get
right.
the mogwai wet.
Let's let Janet go. She's
Before we dive into another monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the enlightening chat, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck with your
how many
list.
Subscribers do you think we're going to get on the basis of this 10 minutes of show so far?
87.
Okay, nice. Listeners, you hear
it. My money's on that.
That's a lot.
We're counting on 87 of you jerks out there to sign up at spookymag.com/subscribe today. Or else Janet will be another dead listener.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Janet,
Speaking
for
which.
Calling in. Oh.
Bye, you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye, thanks, Janet.
Well, Kai, what do you think of this radio show so far? It's pretty good, right?
It is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I'm learning a lot about, you know, Japanese things that lick your bathroom floor.
I know. That's going to be our specialty here on Casual Fridays, the Work It After Party show specializing in bathroom cleaning goblins. And on that note, I think I will throw to our first set. This will be the thing that gets us a cease and desist because I'm illegally playing some tunes.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Let's party, guys.
Let's do it to it.
This is P.F. Sloan with Halloween Mary on Office Fridays. I will cut it out of the broadcast.
You think you look cute in your tin-plated suit. You don't need a can opener to get through to you. The wig hat on your head keeps your mind thinking.
She'll thirsty, please grab Sprite. My crib's lurking, don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast, I'm too crazy. Man down, down the avenue, get shady.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine.
Oh my goodness, and then the playlist repeats itself. The playlist repeats itself, and also I think I let the creepy organ music was playing at the same time that the music was. Well,
oh, spooky remix.
I know. Yeah, what am I, DJ Khaled? Who does remixes, Kai?
DJ Khaled, he's okay. Number one.
I'm number one, DJ Khaled. Let me just look at all my levels. I see everything flowing through. The organ music that was playing. Okay, I'll back announce this stuff, even though I'm going to cut it out of the stream. It was Halloween Mary from P.F. Sloan off of the Where the Action Is comp. The clean version of Norf Norf from Vince Staples. We're going to have Kai recap all the cut swears later.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's going to address who is thirsty in the opening line and so forth. We had Frankenstein from Nancy Dupree. I think that's from Smithsonian Folkways, and it's Nancy Dupree's original compositions with school children singing about Frankenstein. Good stuff, look it up. Beehive and the Barracudas with Gospel Truth, Thirsty for Some Blood. Nina Simone with I Put a Spell on You. Dum Dum Girls with Evil Blooms. Thank you, Zach, for that recommendation. And the Bad Brains with FVK, Fearless Vampire Killers. It's a very spooky playlist.
Someone should make a movie and call it that.
Yeah,
hopefully yeah. Hopefully they won't be a piece of shit or something. Did you say shit on this? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's probably fine.
I didn't hear Beehive and the Barracudas. That's a good band, and I like that song. I haven't heard those guys in a long time.
I saw them at Lee's with the Hot Snakes. Were you at that show?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think I was. I would have loved to have seen that show, though. Yeah, I don't think I ever saw Hot Snakes.
Super
I'm
good.
I'm pretty sure. I don't even know how I got into the Beehive and the Barracudas, but I think because they're on Swami or something. Anyway. Yeah. Spooky!
Spooky. And maybe John Reese, he just produced it. Maybe, or does he play on it too?
I don't think he played on it. I think maybe it was just, like on the label, or he gave them a shout out, or I don't know, whatever it's called.
Right.
He was like, this is a good band.
Well, let me get my desktop in order. We have had zero calls. That's good.
Okay.
Good. Everything's coming together nicely.
Very nice. Oh, Borat impressions are my favorite monster.
How long do you want to go with this? Like, 15 more minutes?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's a lot of monsters.
There's a lot of monsters. Well, we've covered most of them. We've got Vampire is currently in the top spot. Akonami, okay. The Japanese bathroom goblin, is currently pulling at second. I suspect he might get bumped out of that. Mummies work for Akonami now. So they're kind of 2A at the moment. And then in third place, there's Judy Blume's Fudge, because we wonder if his name might be smuggling a swear word. Not much of a monster.
No, not much of a monster.
Still pretty cool.
I mean, he was a rotund, fat child.
Right.
Actually, he would probably be eaten by monsters like a witch.
Okay.
Where does witch go on there?
I've got witches pulling super high, but I want to hear your evaluation of witches first. What do you think are their sort of, like, their selling points or their drawbacks in whatever order?
They use magic, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Drawbacks is they're nasty. Well, not always, though.
Can
be nasty. Like, do you remember that movie, The Witches?
Sure. Yeah, with the popular Twitter user Mara Wilson. Was she in that, or she was?
No, that was Matilda.
Okay, my bad.
Witches was the little boy who gets turned into a mouse with another fat little boy who may or may not have been Fudge from the Judy Blume books.
Sure,
crossover.
So witches do not feature Mara Wilson.
That's a drawback, I think, or is that a positive? Depends how you feel about Mara Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a super fan. She's made a career seemingly out of very little.
She was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right, Mrs. Doubtfire is in the plus column for witches.
Yeah.
Because that movie
rocks.
I think
Mrs. Doubtfire was somewhat of a witch, perhaps.
Interesting.
Made that family love him through trickery.
Mrs. Doubtfire, 20th century witch, question mark? The panel weighs in.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. I think witches are okay. I don't know if a witch would be a monster. I think of Frankenstein's monster.
Sure. I'm thinking of it pretty broadly, of like, you know, all those Halloween creepazoids. You know, zombies from Frankenstein, you know, the classic.
Yeah.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but the universal sort of whatever, the classic monster.
Okay, well, you know what? I think we could say that out of all the universal monsters,
mm-hmm.
definitely the worst one is the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Do you know how low? Yeah, which I had Swamp Thing / Creature from the Black Lagoon. Do you think those are kind of, know comics better than me. Are they different?
Yeah, Swamp Thing was a man who turned into all this muck. I don't know about the creature from the Black Lagoon. Is that a man also?
Do you want me to look it up? This Sure.
Look it up.
This is not a show where we need to bring our knowledge of Creature to the Black Lagoon in time for a broadcast.
Sweet.
Now, do we want to know about the 1954 film? Sure.
Yeah, let's go with the original one.
Let's see. Plot. A geology expedition in the Amazon uncovers fossilized evidence, blah, blah. No, I don't care. Who is the creature? Tell me about the creature.
Yeah, I don't care.
A comedic appearance with Abbott and Costello aired prior to the film's release. So he knows, the creature knows Abbott and Costello.
Cool. So does Frankenstein.
Okay, here we go. Soon after Carl leaves camp, and here we go. Somebody's a little try hard on the wiki. A piscine amphibious humanoid. A creature from the Black Lagoon. A living member of the same species from which some fossil originated becomes curious. This sucks.
He was not a human that became a fish person. He was just a giant fish person.
A giant fish person who likes fossils. Does he kill anybody? Command effing. The enraged creature kills them both. Okay, he kind of rocks.
Okay.
He is just above Fudge, right?
He's what?
Just above Fudge.
I guess I'll put him above Fudge because we're certain that he is a monster, whereas, you know, the jury's still out on Fudge.
There was a canceled remake in 1982 from John Landis. I wonder if John Landis is a worse monster than the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
Okay, John Landis.
John Landis is definitely up there. I hear Max Landis is a bit of a monster, but I shouldn't say anything.
The Landis family.
Landis family. Above Black Lagoon, I think.
Above Akonami? They're like worse monsters.
They are worse, yeah.
I think makes them better monsters in the countdown.
Okay. So yeah, if they're worse, then that makes them better.
Yeah.
For the purposes of this. Okay.
It's, you know, top monster, let's call it most monstrous, you know, best at being a monster.
Okay.
Go on.
I guess the Universal monsters, there was also the Mummy and Frankenstein's monster and Dracula. You know, how people will say a Frankenstein or a Dracula?
Sure. Awful.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. It really bothers me, but if someone was to say a Frankenstein,
mm-hmm.
since the monster's last name, I guess, is Frankenstein.
Right.
Are they technically correct?
Sure. Bride of Frankenstein is a Frankenstein.
Well, I guess only if she married Adam Frankenstein. Is that the monster's name?
I was Googling before this. So Adam Frankenstein is, what's his name? Aaron Eckhart.
Yes, that's right. I, Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
What about, anyway, well, I guess we'll talk about that when we talk about Frankenstein. So, who's on the list? Dracula.
Yeah, vampire slash Dracula. Number two, I've got witches. I think they're cool.
They're cool. We didn't really, I guess, finish our thoughts about witches. They can do magic. I mean, that's pretty... Not too scary, but pretty powerful, you know?
Yeah.
They can turn you into things and whatnot.
And like...
Zap you.
I legit don't know their weaknesses. Like, the vampire you know, they've been pretty cagey about their vulnerabilities.
That's right. Drowning, I think, is their weakness.
Well, and that you could say that for, what, every sentient creature.
I guess,
creature.
Yeah. So, that's a good point.
Yeah. Witches are cool. The Landis family I've got in number three. Japanese bathroom goblin Akiname is in four. Mummies are 4A because they furnish toilet paper for the bathroom goblin.
Mm-hmm.
And pulling up the rear, Creature from Black Lagoon and Judy Blume's Fudge.
Yeah. Yeah, I would put Fudge maybe actually above the Black Lagoon, but just slightly.
Because
that's how shitty the Creature from the Black Lagoon is.
And having your name be possibly, only possibly, but possibly the curse word is pretty badass.
Yeah, that's true.
You mentioned Frankenstein. I think Frankenstein sucks. I'll tell you why. Okay, so in the like strengths column, obviously strength. I don't think the movies really portrayed him like this, but I guess the book said he's strong and fast and agile. Like he's like Frankenstein was written as being kind of Superman-like, but that's not how I think of him.
No.
He's lumbering, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess he's sort of he moves faster than the mummy.
Right.
But I don't know that he's Superman-esque. I've never encountered that iteration or that
maybe I'm overstating it, but just maybe more Captain America than Superman, an enhanced man.
Yeah, I'm not I don't know. I always thought he was kind of, you know, slow and lumbering to a degree.
Right.
I don't know if he would be considered a that, or maybe I don't know. Frankenstein, he's married, he's got a lovely bride,
so he gets laid.
Yeah, although I'm pretty sure she hates him, you know.
Okay.
And doesn't want to be married to him. He's kind of like Al Bundy.
Okay. He's the Al Bundy of the monster world.
He is. He's the Al Bundy of the monsters.
Yeah. I'm with you. He's slightly faster than the mummy in a very pathetic foot race.
Yeah, like the mummy would you know, walk, you know, I don't even know what the word would be. The Frankenstein monster, I think, would walk slowly, like a toddler when you're trying to get them to go somewhere. And then the mummy would just be like an old person who like knows where they're going, but they're so old and decrepit that they move like garbage.
Right. The mummy is like an old person boarding the bus.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Look, Frankenstein, this sucks. He's the, as far as I know, he's the only monster afraid of being judged by people. Lame.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. That's his biggest weakness.
They're being mean to me.
Why don't you like me for who I am?
What a wimp. He desires love and friendship and is afraid of fire. This guy sucks.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, fire, being afraid of fire, that's some bullshit. Sure.
Well, yeah, I don't want to get set on fire.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe if you could move fast at all, you'd be fine.
And if you were chill like the mummy, maybe people wouldn't set you on fire all the time.
Yeah, all the damn time.
Frankenstein is slightly faster than a mummy, but a bigger, he's more high maintenance. So does that put him behind the mummy, I think?
I guess he's more high maintenance, yeah.
Like, he needs the constant reassurance, like, no, you're cool, you're so nice, you're not a monster, you're actually super normal. He's like an incel, I guess.
I guess a little bit, yeah, maybe. I mean, mummies are, I guess it would be like the Virgin Frankenstein versus the mummy Chad. I'd like to see that.
That's the perfect, that's a perfect way of putting it, and I don't know why Guillermo del Toro hasn't reached out to you.
I'm sure he's just busy making 14 other movies at once or something.
Right.
Because I think the mummy, at least the movie ones, was like a rich pharaoh.
Right.
Frankenstein, that monster is just like some fucking... Pile of parts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even think he has a job.
Right. No job.
No job. That's definitely... Put that on
place. Unemployable.
Yeah. Whereas the mummy, independently wealthy, doesn't need a job, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Self-made.
Plus,
mummy.
You know, Frankenstein's bride does not want to be with him.
Right.
Not into that, as far as I can remember. Whereas the mummy's brides, they're always like, I don't remember. We used to go out. I don't remember that. And then they fall in love with him. I think because he's rich. No, just kidding. I think because he hypnotizes them.
Okay, well.
With his wealth. Just kidding.
Sure. So, beloved. The mummies are beloved.
Yeah.
Great.
Whether it's through fear or other things. But nobody likes...
Right, but Frankenstein, as monsters go, like, Frankenstein is a cuck. Like, he's just a laughingstock, right?
I think he's kind of a laughingstock.
Right.
I mean, they made that movie, try to make him look cool, but I don't think it worked. I, Frankenstein.
Right. No one saw it.
Yeah. I never saw it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right, he can't open a picture at all.
No. Yeah, that's definitely... Put that down. Neither can the mummy, though, I guess.
Did you watch the Tom Cruise one?
Yeah.
What did you think? What a mess, eh?
Yeah. It was, like, almost impressive how they're just able to, like, I don't know, ruin that movie. I always find it funny when... I mean, that movie probably cost, like, $150 million to make.
Totally.
Everyone's just like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah. Nope. What else you got?
Yeah. Like, now, next...
Yeah,
people
a year of like hundreds of people's lives.
Yeah,
a
working
fortune.
So hard, and then you know it comes out. And people are like, "No, this is stupid.
Right?
You're stupid for making this."
Like people say about records, it went wood.
It went paper. What's the paper anniversary? Is that one? Sorry, we're getting off topic.
I think so. Where are we at with? Oh man, we've been at this nonsense for. About 50 minutes. Maybe we'll wrap up soon. I've got sure, so many.
I think we've
monsters
scratched the surface, but yeah. Well,
I'm
okay,
just going to rattle them off.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Wolfman, of course. Wolfman above Landis family.
Wait, I forget. Wolfman is not as bad as the Landis family.
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure John Landis, killed two children in Vic Morrow.
Right. And Wolfman is almost like saying, you know, is the scorpion bad for stinging the turtle or whatever that damn fable is?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because, I mean, the Wolfman, too, it's just like, if you're not out at night, you know, during a full moon, mm-hmm. he's just a guy.
Right. Yeah, the Wolfman is a threat, what, one night a month at night?
Yeah, when everyone's already home.
And again, it's like, yeah, is the cat a monster for catching the mouse? Okay, I've got this one ranking pretty highly, unless you think he's just... Okay, Cthulhu. What do you think of Cthulhu?
Cthulhu's pretty good. He's more of a god, I would say, than a monster, but...
Monstrous impact on the world, you know.
Yes, that's true, because he would, I think, bring about the end of days and whatnot.
I think Cthulhu... I don't think a vampire could touch Cthulhu.
No, meaning, nothing could touch Cthulhu.
I think he has to take pole position right now.
Yeah.
I've got a few...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a god. He's...
Yeah.
The one...
Not only is he a god, he's like the elder god, you know?
Yeah.
He's the OG god.
Right, old god, OG. Oh, that's what that song was about.
Nice.
OG, Eldritch Terror. The only knock I would say is he's a bit aloof. Like, you know, some of these people... Actually, maybe John Landis outranks Cthulhu, because Cthulhu, I don't think, deliberately, sadistically chooses to kill people. But the Landis family kind of does.
Yeah, it's not like Cthulhu was like, hey, let's save some money and shoot this scene, you know, after it's legally allowed to have children on set and work and disregard safety protocols. Cthulhu wouldn't do that, so.
I think the Landis family jumps into one now for me, because they're like manifestly, allegedly, quote-unquote, evil.
Yes. I believe they lack empathy.
Right.
You know, the father does that stuff, and then Max Landis was accused of being a complete dink. And right. That's because I don't know
the particulars.
Say on this verbally.
Sure.
A real piece of garbage towards many, many, many women.
Right.
Over many years. So.
And of course, for the guy who wrote Bright to somehow feel entitled to other people's like autonomy.
Yeah, the guy who made that wrestling video that people said they liked, you know, but as a wrestling fan, I kind of didn't like it.
Yeah,
at all.
So how this maniac can let his head grow so big that he feels entitled to other people's bodies and, you know, autonomy? Like I say,
that's right. He also wrote comic books.
Oh, yeah?
They're not very good.
Sure.
And there's stuff online, I think, where people will, like, tweet at him and be like, your dad's a murderer, and he gets, like, really upset, which is funny.
So to our many, many listeners, and I'm just checking if that's currently zero. It might be zero. I'm not sure. You can consider that.
This is fun, actually.
Kind of neck and neck with Cthulhu for me. Where do you have Unicron?
Oh, damn. Who'd win in a fight between Unicron and Cthulhu? Who'd win in a fight between Orson Welles and John Landis?
Why did Kanye not spring for that hologram?
Yes, that's right. Why a Robert Kardashian hologram?
Yeah, when you could have Orson Welles versus John Landis.
Are these holograms, like, sentient at all? Because it would be cool if the hologram was, like, screaming, like, it hurts, or something when they turn it on.
Right. They plug a projector into a Ouija board.
Yeah. What is happening? That'd be cool.
That would be so much better than just watching, you know, Roy Orbison cartoon doing crying.
Yeah. Also, how did they... whatever, we'll talk about this later.
Uh-huh.
I just heard about that Kardashian hologram. I don't understand.
Yeah, maniacal. I mean, yeah. Satire, satire, satire. These people need to be proscribed, like, hunted yeah. down and have all their wealth stripped from them. Parody, parody in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Unicron,
so, yeah,
I
Unicron.
Think is cooler than a vampire.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But a vampire, if he got into, like, you know, Unicron does have a weak spot, well documented.
Yeah, that's right. What is his weak spot?
It's like
Matrix?
Star Wars, some, you know, you sneak into some vent and just blow up something.
Yeah, you can go in through his backside.
His exhaust pipe.
Exactly.
Sophisticated stuff.
He's like, what's... I'm Unicron, what's going on back there? What's happening? Tickles.
Unicron comes behind vampires and ahead behind witches, I think.
Yeah, like, I'm never really... I guess I'm just trying to think of, you know, day-to-day fright, where I'm like, I hope I don't, you know,
right.
bump into a vampire later, or a, you know, a creature from the Black Lagoon, if I'm down
Which,
by the water.
Yeah, right.
But I'm never like, oh, geez, you know, I don't want Unicron. I'm worried I might bump into Unicron. You know?
Right.
Oh, what about Gian Gomeshi?
Yeah, yeah.
Get scared you might bump into that guy if you're a lady.
Now that he's known, you know, for what he is, and I know that that reputation preceded him in, you know, well, amongst women in Toronto.
Like, mm-hmm.
Look it up, folks. Look up the blog posts about him before all that stuff came to light. But at the same time, he should be easy to defeat if you go into an encounter prepared.
That's a good, yeah, I didn't think about, you know, it didn't take into account defeating him either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has very low HP, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put him right behind Fudge, is where I'm at with this. Yes, he's a monstrous, but I think his a monster. I think his vulnerabilities are especially now understood. You know, God willing, anybody that encounters him in a dark alley goes in knowing what has to be done. And you can interpret that pretty easily.
Yeah.
Gonna blast through a few more. Let's just group them together. Alien and Predator. We'll just have them. They're one thing now. And if you take them together as a team, I think they're pretty sick.
Yeah, I think they're pretty sick. I don't even know where I'd rank them, but I'm definitely a big fan of Alien and Predator. I'm pretty sure I read a comic, maybe it was one of those movies where the Predators use aliens to hunt, which is pretty cool.
Right, and there was some like crossbreeding in one of those AVP
masterpieces. That's right. Yeah, but I think the one that won the Moore Academy Awards was the one with the crossbreed.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've got them at 3.
Okay.
Let's see, who else? I'm just going to skip, like, Jason and Freddy, boring to me. Michael
sure.
Myers, boring. These ones I want to put on blast. The Monsters, Inc. monsters.
Oh, don't get me fucking started on those guys. Yeah, total garbage. God, I mean, I wouldn't even put them on a list of any kind.
I want to make a point of putting them towards the bottom, maybe last place. Currently last place behind Creatures from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, definitely put those guys on the bottom.
Because they're wimpy. They're dork. They're it's like Dilbert being a monster or something. They're just office dorks.
Yeah, no, they're not frightening. I mean, are they're supposed to be frightening? You know, I never even watched all those movies because I just can't stand them.
What I've got, they're sentimental and no kills. What?
Yeah, boo.
Garbage.
Yeah, that's so lame. Yeah, good call. Those guys are definitely on the bottom for now.
This one I could go either way on. Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, because, okay, pro, super chill, way more chill than the mummy. Nessie is, like, maybe the most chill monster.
Yeah.
But what I've got definitely. As a big con, can't go on land.
Is that, do we know that? Can it not go
we
on
don't.
Land?
We don't. Good, okay.
Yeah, I mean, just because you've never seen it on land doesn't mean it can't go. Maybe it's just like, I don't want to go on land.
So what about right behind
it's
Vampire?
Like, what if I encounter the Landis family or Gian Dimashi?
Right. Nessie on land. Is that number five?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swamp Thing, Centaur. Another one I think is way overstated. Anton Chigurh. I think he kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't even consider that guy a monster. That's just like a normal dude who has a job.
Right. I still put him ahead of the Monsters, Inc. monsters, barely.
I would put him ahead. Yeah, I mean, I would literally put anything ahead of those Monsters, Inc. monsters. Because, those guys are trash.
Okay.
Anton Chigurh is always like, hey, friendo, how's it going and stuff, you know? He's a nice guy.
He flips a coin and stuff. Very cool. Maybe I've got two more to round out the list. I've got a bunch more that could be in here, but let's just wrap this nonsense up.
Okay.
I've got this one pretty high. Emerald Weapon from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I mean, was Emerald Weapon, was that the thing you fight at the beginning?
It's my understanding, just reviewing the wiki earlier today, was Emerald Weapon was one of the two weapons, along with Ruby, unleashed after defeating the Ultimate Weapon. I think these are like robot dragons unleashed by planet Earth from some crater to defend the planet. But,
right,
more to the point, a million HP. How many monsters have a million HP and are level 99?
That's a good point. Yeah,
that's
many.
A really good point.
That's a very good point. I guess we should have taken HP in consideration with. Well, I guess we kind of did.
Yeah.
With weaknesses and stuff.
It's not documented, but I guess Emerald Weapon is just so like confident in that level of HP. It's like, yeah, I'll tell you my HP. Because you're not going to touch it. You're not going to touch it, folks.
Like, it's like a ripped person who never wears a shirt. Why wear a shirt?
Yeah.
You know, if you're ripped, if you have a million HP and someone's like, what's your HP? You're like, a million. Like,
yeah.
I want everyone to know because I worked hard to get this million HP body.
Yeah, I'm not scared. I'm level 99. What, you think you scare me? No.
Yeah. Do you think people are ever like, why aren't you level 100? And then it's like, those are fighting words.
The counter doesn't go that high. I've got the highest possible level.
Okay.
Fair. Where do you have Emerald Weapon? Okay, top three at the moment. Landis Family, Cthulhu, and Alien and Predator as friends. I'm going to specify as friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Emerald Weapon at least leapfrogging Alien and Predator.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Personally, I kind of forgot about Emerald Weapon, so...
Do you want me to give you... I can give you some stats real quick to... Okay. Like, making Emerald Weapon more of a monster, you need to defeat him in 20 minutes because it's underwater. Not too many of these monsters come with time limits that you need to vanquish them. A million HP, level 99. He can perform both the Emerald Shoot and the Emerald Beam. I mean... That's legit.
That is legit.
What I've got as drawbacks, you can cheese him with level 3 limits and healing item glitches. So again, none of the other monsters have that vulnerability.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, if you're going to talk about Emerald Weapon, what about Ruby Weapon? You know, why is that?
Lower HP, lower level, just... beta.
Oh, it's slower. Okay. Yeah. I wonder if an emerald is more valuable than a ruby. I don't know. I don't know much.
Okay, yeah. Food for thought.
I'm just spitballing here. So, what? Who's the other one you wanted to mention?
I think this one is going super low. That boy from the Lady Gaga song Monster, where she says that boy is a monster.
Yeah, that's pretty
I can
rough,
read
though.
This to you. Let's see. Don't call me Gaga. I never seen one like that before. Okay, that's just the intro. He ate her heart. He ate her heart. So that's pretty bad.
I would say eating someone's heart is monstrous, yes.
And what she says is, look at him, look at me. That boy's bad, and honestly, he's a wolf in disguise. But I can't stop staring into those evil eyes. I asked my girlfriend if she'd seen you around before. She mumbled something. Well, we got down on the floor, baby. We might have effed, not really sure, don't quite recall. But something tells me that I've seen him. Yeah, that boy is a monster. So, he may be a wolf man.
Did
nice
he?
Eyes.
Yeah.
Can dance. Maybe has sex.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, I guess he just sounds like a dick, you know?
Yeah, and just a guy at the club.
He ate,
not too bad.
Who did eat
her heart. Right.
But wait, hold on. Do you think she's being metaphorical when she says that?
Well, she's living to sing the song. So, either...
Yes, that's right.
He ate it, and then somehow she survived.
Yeah, maybe she has two hearts.
Okay.
Maybe she got a heart transplant, but yeah. Maybe she's being metaphorical, so maybe... I'd put that guy, you know, above the Monsters, Inc. monsters, who are still actual monsters. They just suck so bad.
Right, so that boy from Lady Gaga is number 15.
Yes.
Just behind Anton Chigurh.
And
Emerald Weapon, I want to go with... Could Cthulhu destroy Emerald Weapon?
That's a really good question. I would say yes. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
I guess Emerald Weapon comes from the Earth as well or something, but I think Cthulhu is not of this reality.
Emerald Weapon I don't think would be susceptible to like psychological terror, but if Cthulhu can sort of corrupt all of mankind, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and Cthulhu is scarier to look at.
Right.
I'd have to say Cthulhu over Emerald Weapon.
Me too. He'd only have to possess somebody, like one person's mind, to do the All Lucky Sevens glitch. Which
yeah.
is another weakness for Emerald Weapon, I understand.
Yes, I barely remember that glitch. It's bringing back lots of memories.
I've got one more that might be the ultimate monster. The big daddy himself.
Oh boy.
G-O-D God.
We already talked about God. Cthulhu... One true God, Yahweh.
Right.
I guess that's the God's name.
I think, does Cthulhu outrank Christian God? Outranks Emerald Weapon.
Yeah. I put Cthulhu above any other God.
So the final list, Kai.
Here it is. But this is the 2020 final list. We'll see what changes next year.
Yes. We'll see if Kamala Harris can shoot up the charts in time for next year. Number one, the Landis family. Number two, Cthulhu of Rillie. Number three, Judeo-Christian God. Number four, Emerald Weapon. Number five, Alien and Predator as friends. Number six, Vampire. Number seven, Nessie if on land. Number eight, Witches. Number nine, Unicron. Number 10, the Wolfman. Number 11, Japanese goblin Akiname lives in the bathroom. Subordinate to the Akiname are mummies, helps with toilet paper. Just below that, Frankenstein, total beta, definitely cucked by the mummy. Number 13, Fudge, aka the F word. Number 14, Gian Gameshi, low HP, easy to vanquish, strongly encourage you to do that. Satire. Number 15, Creature from the Black Lagoon, sucks. 16. That was 15.
Yeah.
16. Anton Chigurh. Way wimpier than given credit for. Number 17. That boy from Lady Gaga's Monster. Number 18. Iggy and Squiggy or whatever from the Monsters, Inc. movie.
Man, those are even better names. I think they were called like Mike and something else. Like,
Sully.
Those aren't even scary.
Sully,
that's right. Jeez.
Sully and
I mean,
Mike.
You know, like that old dude who landed the plane in the Hudson River.
Right.
That's not a scary name. That guy's scarier than those monsters. Put Sully Sullivan on the list above.
Sully Sullenberger is number 18.
All right, perfect.
And the Mike and Sully are number 19.
Yeah. I feel like we need some kind of wild card entry, but I guess it's too late for that since we had the list. 19.
Henry Kissinger right in the middle?
Yeah, sure. Throw him right in the middle, right down the middle.
Okay. Just a clean fastball right down the middle.
There we go. And that's 20. That's a good, yeah, I think that's a good number, 20.
Right.
20.
Number 20. 20. Ah, ah, ah.
There you go. We didn't even put the count on there. I guess that guy's not very scary.
Snuffy is maybe more of a monster.
Yeah, I heard Snuffy eats children, which is crazy.
I'm going to throw to our final songs. Thank you, Kai, for joining Samuel Alamang here.
Thank you, Sam, for having me. Have
Hope
a spooky Halloween.
Consider doing it again sometime.
I'd love to.
Tighten this nonsense up.
Let's do it.
Here comes some tunes, and I will turn off. This time, check it out. I'm going to turn off the organ music.
Ooh, ballsy.
I know. And here's some tunes. No, Vess.
Was that organ
kill
music?
My mic. This is Joan Armatrading, and then we've got the Deadly Snakes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
SpookyMag.com/subscribe.
Bye-bye.
Baby, won't you come on home? There's a madness standing on.